My first reaction was a reaction of surprise, because when I wrote my books, I was not expected that book would be in Library of Congress. You know, I'm from Reunion Island, an island in East Africa, and we had a struggle, a long, long struggle to get recognized, and a long struggle against some form of injustice, because we got a lot of problems, like a lot of countries back in the day, like slavery and segregation, you know, like a lot of countries. It was really a surprise, because I wrote a book on the mysticism in my island, because we have a strong link with voodoo and all the spiritual animists.
What motivated you to write this book?
My motivation, first of all, was, you know, write something about my island, write something about my community, write something about my story, you know, because I was born on a mystical camp, you know, an old camp from in St. Louis of Reunion Island, you know. It was a whole camp where the slaves were detained, you know. My ancestors were detained. And I was born there. When I was a little boy, I saw some spiritual things, you know. And so it was normal for me, because the mysticism for us is so, you know, normal, you know. That's natural for us, you know. We are animists. And for us, and it was my first motivation, tell our story.
How are people in Reunion reacting to your book now that they are aware that it has been at the U.S. Library of Congress?
Good reaction, you know, because it's about us. This book is raw. You know, not a lot of people wrote about the mysticism in Reunion Island. So the reaction were good. It was amazing. It was a surprise, but, you know, it's cool, you know, being Library of Congress, but I cannot stop here, you know. I have to go forward in some new projects, like, you know, I'm a cartoon director too, you know. I got my project with my brotherhood and my association. We work with Mozambique right now, okay, with Mozambique government, because in Reunion Island you have a lot of Mozambican descendants, and I have to represent my ancestors too, the King Reynar Rivuni, because I'm a descendant of him. The King Reynar Rivuni was the last king of Madagascar, you know. He was from the same caste, the Hova caste, you know. So a lot of projects to represent my island, to represent my ancestors. But I have some projects in writing too, you know. So I keep going, I go forward, and I will see.